Country Club FM.
Today's Bob Almanac. It's a no Neil, no thank you Thursday. But of course, as always, we have virtual Neil.
I'm ready, Jim.
And virtual Neil is becoming quite a star. In fact, somebody, one of our listeners in the All Request Lunch Hour, was it Patty? Patty may have mentioned this to Liz, who then relayed the message to me, is that Patty wanted to say hi to virtual Neil. She didn't want to say hi to real Neil. She wanted to say hi to virtual Neil. So that's a good thing, I think.
Let's do it.
It's the Almanac, Thursday, July 9th. 191 in, 174 left. We have two patents of the day today. The first one, and they are equally important, John Blondell of Thomaston, Maine, 1872, patented the donut cutter. The donut cutter. We can thank John Blondell for the great donuts, because he patented the donut cutter. That sounds like a professional wrestling finishing move, doesn't it? Uh-oh, he's going to give him the donut cutter. And you got to know, the wrestler that's going to be giving somebody the donut cutter is not going to be, not going to have the body of the Warrior or Lex Luger or Ravishing Rick Rude. Yeah, it's going to be somebody who's had a few donuts. In fact, it's part of their training regimen. Would be donuts. So the donut cutter. And then 1878, 6 years later, the corn cob pipe was patented by Henry Tibby of Washington, Missouri. I have a feeling they were making them much earlier. I'd have to look at the history. I'm not a great historian on the corn cob pipe. I just know they go really well with a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. But was Popeye's pipe a corn cob pipe? I don't know. 1878 corn cob pipe patented. Let's move on here. 1956 on television, historic. Bandstand, hosted by the one and only, and he wasn't even a teenager then, he was in his 20s. He was the studio announcer, the booth announcer for WFIL-TV in Philadelphia, and Dick Clark took over and started a show called Bandstand on that very radio station in Philadelphia. It was the sound of Philadelphia. Now, what happened is they had a guy already kind of hosting a dance show on that station. His name was Bob Horn. But, you know, he looked like your dad or your accountant or some, you know, he was older. They wanted somebody to come in and look like a teenager, and that was Mr. Dick Clark. And then he would look like a teenager for the next 50 years. So that was a state. American Band eventually became American Bandstand, moved to national TV, rest is history, and Dick Clark had a huge impact, obviously, on the music and entertainment industry. 1056, 58.
Don't take your guns to town, son. Leave your guns at home.
So Johnny Cash signed with Columbia Records, a.k.a. CBS, on this date, moving from Sun Records, where he started in Memphis.
He left and his mom and said, you're...
His first release, first album for CBS was The Fabulous Johnny Cash. This song was on that album. Don't take your guns to town. 1958. 1963, it's always a good day when we can hear from the Crusher.
So I'm going to start getting ready for it. I'm going to start eating 6 pounds of Polish sausage today. Increase my beer from a case to a case and a half. And I'm going to eat a lot of mashed potatoes and gravy.
For a body posing contest, potatoes
and gravy. And I'm going to cut down my workout so I really bulk up. Instead of walking a block, I'm going to cut it down to half a block.
He was doing a pose down. It had to have been with Jesse the Body Ventura, right? On the old AWA cameo for Mean Gene Okerlund. It was this date that the Crusher defeated Vern Gagne in Minneapolis, probably at the Armory or the Auditorium, becoming the AWA champ this date in 1963. I may be mistaken, but I think that was the first time the Crusher had held the AWA title belt. That was in 63. 66, Astrodome, Houston, the eighth wonder of the world. It still stands. And they installed artificial grass. They tried real grass. They thought maybe there might be enough sun coming through the translucent plates and whatever they had up there on the ceiling is translucent. Allowed no air, no rain, but allowed sunlight through. And they would water it, but it just wasn't enough. And then they had to block those plates those shingles, if you will, and because the guys couldn't see the ball. So there were certain parts where they had to make those translucent plates opaque, and then the grass didn't grow. And whether it ever grew at all, I don't know. But they found something that you didn't have to grow, and that was artificial surface. They named it AstroTurf. They still kind of call it that today. It's now field turf or artificial turf. If you can think of what the stuff they put in the Metrodome in 82 was bad, how bad was the stuff in 66 as far as hard on your ligaments and tendons? 1966. How about 1981? This is a big, big day for arcades. Do you recognize that? Those sound effects are from Donkey Kong, was released on this date by Nintendo on this date, 1981. It was officially, as the young kids say, on like Donkey Kong. 81. Played that game a lot. I look at it now, it seems so simple, doesn't it? And of course, the Mario Brothers, who became even more famous than Donkey Kong, they came from that. They were born from Donkey Kong, those crazy guys, Luigi and Mario, and the third one I can't think of. It's just like the three tenors. Whenever it comes with Mario Brothers, I can never think of the third one. Same thing with the three tenors. Let's move on to 1987. This happened a few days prior to today in 97.
What happened here?
He got bit, I think.
Evander Holyfield, look out! He's pushed right here, above us, by Tyson.
He's got bit in the ear.
Oh, my goodness, he's got a bloody right ear. Holyfield bit by...
He got bit in the ear. Mike Tyson was banned on this date from that. Banned from the boxing ring, fined $3 million for biting Evander Holyfield's ears. Now, I think that Mike Tyson's lawyers and his representatives, I think they missed a chance, because I think they could have claimed pica and cribbing as the cause for Mike Tyson's biting of Evander Holyfield's ear. That's something we talk about on the farm, and veterinarians talk about the cribbing and the pica, and you know, you're malnourished, so you're just chewing on anything to try to get nourishment from tree bark and whatever, stones, rocks, tide pods. But 1997, Mike Tyson, they didn't go that way. They may have been able to get him back in the ring sooner. 1996, oh, we're going to go back a year here. There's nothing wrong with Almanac out of sequence. In fact, we've come to expect it. So this song and this album released. Leanne Rimes was not yet 13 years old. Or she was 13 and not, well, let's see, what she was born in is 96. 82, but her birthday was later in the year, so yeah, she was 13 when this was released. And people couldn't have, that voice is coming out of a 13-year-old. She hit the country music field just amazingly and like a storm and out of control. And now you don't hear much from Leanne Rimes anymore, unfortunately. It became the Billboard Album of the Year, by the way. Some country music news for you on this date. In 1996. 1999, Mary Chapin Carpenter. Oh, more country music news. And I think it's two of our three country music references that we can do on the Almanac per our contract with Carl Geisler, the man who does country music this day in history. But Mary Chapin Carpenter canceled a concert at Hammond's Hall for the Performing Arts, Springfield, Missouri. At the last moment, she had to fly home to tend to a very sick golden retriever. Turned out that golden retriever was just faking sick so he could get out of his obedience classes. So she canceled it all for naught, and that golden retriever was very much in trouble. 1999. 2001, The Office, the UK version, debuted.
Right, that is it. Slow down, you move too fast. Solomon's here. All part of the job. What's going on?
Put my stapler inside a jelly again. That's the third time he's done it. It wasn't even funny the first time.
Why has he done that?
Just told him once that I don't like jelly. Don't trust the way it moves.
Yeah, you showed him a weakness. He pounced. You should know about that.
Jelly and Jell-O is the British version, so they had different names for things and different references But this was before the U.S. The Office. Ricky Gervais was in it. One of the Hobbits. That Mike was not Mike Freeman, but something Freeman, right? He was one of the Hobbits. He was in it. And the names, instead of Michael Scott, Ricky Gervais' name was what? David Brent. So similar, two first names. And there's somebody named Solomon. Gareth was Dwight Schrute. Instead of Dwight, it was Gareth. So we have the British version of The Office and Ricky Gervais to thank for the U.S. Office. Without the U.K. Office, we wouldn't have the U.S. Office and Michael Scott and Stephen Carell, one of the best shows ever. But that was The Office in the U.K. That's almost 20 years ago now. 19 years ago. Now 18 years ago.
Garcia with a 2-2 pitch to Santiago. Game over. And this game will end in a 7-7 tie.
What an exciting finish to the 2002, the 73rd All-Star Game. An exciting walk-off strikeout with a tie. 7-7 was the score. And then, of course, they overreacted because of this and making all these new rules, including that the winner of the All-Star Game, that league, would have home field advantage in the World Series. That was crazy. That was an overreach, and that was an overreaction, as we tend to do, really, as a human race. No, when something happens, we tend to overreact and go way overboard on the wrong direction. The direction we should have gone, I guess, but way past where we could have stopped. And baseball did that after the 2002 All-Star Game. Birthdays, where is Virtual Neil? We've almost forgotten about him.
Huh? Cheater. I only watch Gunsmoke.
All right, he's here. Sunrise, he also listens to Ed Ames, sunset, I know that. He watches Gunsmoke sunrise, and listens to Ed Ames.
Sunset, swiftly flow the days. Seedlings turn overnight to sun.
Boy, the guy can sing, the guy could act. He was Mingo with the Daniel Boone Show. The guy could throw a hatchet. And he was easily the most talented of all the Ames sunrise, brothers. Even Willie sunset, Ames. He was more talented than sunrise, Willie Ames. Sunset. Ed Ames still with us. He's 93. Donald Rumsfeld. Who smiled less? Was it Donald Rumsfeld or Don Cheney? It's really hard to tell. Donald Rumsfeld. He was a former Secretary of Defense under the first George Bush. 88 for him today. James Hampton. You may not recognize the name, but he appeared in a lot of movies, including the original The Longest Yard.
Got yourself caught with your hand in the cookie jar.
I did I?
Well, I ain't saying you did or you didn't. All I'm saying is you could have robbed banks, sold dope, stole your grandmother's pension checks, and none of us would have minded. Shaving points off of a football game, man, that's un-American.
Oh, you said it right there, Undertaker. James Hampton, 84, Shaft.
Up yours! Get out of the way!
Cats ain't gonna be here, should be here.
Open it up.
Shaft's his name. Shaft's his game.
That's the trailer from Shaft. I'm going to guess that the Up Yours was a nice little edit to make the trailer somewhat clean for Shaft. He was Shaft. He was Richard Roundtree. But to be honest, I think Moses Gunn made that movie. I really think so. Richard Roundtree is 78. O.J. Simpson, 73. No need to say anything else about O.J. Chris Cooper.
Boy, great police work. Really brilliant. Why don't they just hang out a banner that says, "Don't come back"? What is a French word for stakeout, huh?
I don't know, but at least they didn't fall for the banana in the tailpipe. That's a good thing. That's a Chris Cooper, 69, the Bourne Identity. He's going to be in the new one. They're coming out with the Bourne Vasectomy, and he'll be in that as well, Chris Cooper. He's in a lot of things, and he does well. He makes a lot of things that he is in very good, like The Patriot and the Bourne movies, even The Muppets. Chris Cooper's 69. John Tesh.
Find out why Matt LeBlanc is in a sweat.
I'm nervous about that. I'm nervous about a lot of things lately.
This is Entertainment Tonight for Monday, July 24th, 1995.
For my money, if you want to know who's making Joey from Friends nervous and making him sweat and how he stops sweating, what his antiperspirant is, I want to hear it and hear about it from John Tesh, who is 68 today.
I opened up a glove box, and that's when I found the note.
date was 1966. This is what he wrote. He said, my name is Private.
David Ball, 67. It was fun to see him perform this song live at the State Fair a few years ago at the Line and Kugel stage. That's really a tragedy about the State Fair. One of the many is that we won't have all the great music artists that we had planned and so forth. That free stage, Line and Kugel stage, and the other free stages always have great music. So David Ball, 67 today. We'll feature a David Ball kickoff song today on the Bobathon. Here's Jimmy Smith. He started Jimmy Smith started on L.A. Law and eventually found himself somehow into the Star Wars saga.
What's going on here?
There's been a rebellion, sir. Don't worry. The situation is under control. I'm sorry, sir. It's time for you to leave.
And so it is.
And so it is. Senator Organa, he became the adopted father of Princess Leia, as some of you may know. Jimmy Smith, 65. Tom Hanks has had a pretty good career. It kind of started with this.
Okay, we made one adjustment. Now these other ladies know us as Buffy and Hildegard. But they also know us as Kip and Henry, Buffy and Hildy's brothers. I am crazy about the blonde. This experience is going to make a great book. See, it's all perfectly normal.
You know, and I was the one, I predicted Peter Scolari would become the huge, huge, huge star. And he did go on to do a lot of different things, of course. But I totally missed on Tom Hanks. I thought he was a one-time guy. He'd be done. Nice to use the Billy Joel song here for the theme. That was a good show. Bosom Buddies. So, Tom Hanks, 64. Kelly McGillis, Top Gun.
Baby, baby, I'll get down on my knees for you.
Uh-oh. Maverick, is he going to crash and burn?
Oh, that song. I've never seen that approach. How long have you two been doing this act?
Oh, I don't know. Since,
puberty?
Right, puberty.
Oh, a singer, Maverick. Oh, boy. Kelly McGillis is 63. Courtney Love is 56, was the wife of Kurt Cobain. She had her own show and like MTV, and then she had her own group called Hole. And of course, had to deal with the death of her husband, Kurt Cobain. Courtney Love is 56, and Fred Savage.
And I'm not normally like this. Usually I'm very cool and charming. You know, I don't mean to bother you or anything, but I think it's fate that you happen to be here at the same time as me.
Yeah, it's fate, you know. Yeah,
so
you can't avoid your fate.
Yeah, I got this treatment. I think you'd be great in, you know.
Okay.
So
give it to you,
all right?
Thanks a lot.
All right. Oh, wait, you're going now?
Bye.
Oh, wait.
Fred Savage. They're a little more Kramer there than Fred Savage. But as you know, anybody who listens to the Almanac, anytime we can get some Seinfeld in on the Almanac, we get Seinfeld in on the Almanac. Cameo, Fred Savage, Wonder Years, probably best known for. He is 44. Now, Neil, ready for the Gone But Not Forgotten?
I'm ready, Jim.
I'll take the mantle here. Sewing machine inventor Elias Howe, 1819. Clarence Campbell. Sports figure, businessman, president of the NHL. Used to have a conference named after him. That's when they had to dumb it down to the East and the West. Loved it when it was the Wales and the Campbell Conference. It seemed fun. I don't know why, but trophy at least still has his name on it for the Western Conference. Champs, Clarence Campbell, 1905. This guy's voice.
They got no gun, got no knife. Don't you start no fight.
Got the lyrics. It's not singing TNT, the TNT part. Probably the easiest part. That's Bon Scott, tragically passed away. Right at the height of AC/DC's popularity, and then they brought in Brian Johnson, and he kind of even taken them to new heights with the Back in Black album. But Bon Scott, 1946. Brian Dennehy.
At 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, you're going up in front of that judge. And you think we're tough. Now, we're going to make you a little bit more presentable for your courtroom appearance. Now, between now and then, you can just impress the hell out of me by doing exactly as you're told.
Small town sheriff runs into John Rambo. Probably shouldn't have pushed him. Probably should have just left well alone. Let him have his meal at the local cafe. Could have kept an eye on him from a distance, you know, not push him, and then just let him go on his way, but they didn't, and they found out that that wasn't a good idea. Brian Dennehy, shave him dry. 19, Brian Dennehy didn't say that, but like this, forget about the soap. He's tough. Shave him dry. Brian Dennehy, 1938, and they're now, Neil, are you ready? All
they're all gone, but not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Thanks for joining us. Today's Bob Almanac has been presented by the Bob Almanac Committee, and thanks to them for their work. Let's kick off a Bob-a-thon now with one of our birthday boys.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany, KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud, KBGY Faribault, KLCI Elk River, KLCI HD1 Elk River, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Bob FM, home of the Sea-Doo Spark Waves of Freedom giveaway.
You probably thought it was going to be Ed Ames, right? Ed Ames kicking off a Bob-a-thon, I'd be in heaven, but instead, David Ball, 67 today, not too shabby, on Bob.
I made